Episode 1663, Level Up Your Day.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day. I am so excited that you are here. It is Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your smile on and level up your day. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Where routines foster habits that allow dreams and goals to be achieved and accomplished. By developing these good habits, you are creating a healthy lifestyle. Level up your day. When we are referring to routines, many jump to the whole idea of what? Daily routines, right? What you do in the morning within the first 1 to 2 hours of rising. However, there is one routine which is forgotten and not spoken much about. If you want to create a greater impact in your healthy lifestyle, look at your nighttime routine. Now, I'm sure you were thinking, oh, my fitness routine, my nutritional routine. No, we're talking about night-to-night time. Everything you do for your health has consequences, good or bad. You want to be intentional about how you live your life. And for me, my bedtime, I am so messed up. I don't know about you, but if there's any give and take throughout my 24 hours in a day, it's at night. Oh, I've got last minute things to do. Oh, it goes on at the very end after the kids go to bed, after I take care of dinner, after. It's everything is after. We live this afterlife. Well, what happens if after doesn't come? Well, we have a problem, right? Either we don't get our stuff accomplished like we want to, or we go to bed, what? Stressed and overwhelmed. How does that help with sleeping? It doesn't. And what does it do for the next day? Well, if you don't have preparation for the next day, you're setting yourself up for what? Failure. And so we have to learn how to level up our day. Little tweaks can produce big results. So level up your day by getting down on your night. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Get down tonight. Come on, we're going to party. Okay, no, we're not. Maybe once in a while you can have a party, but overall, you need to create a nightly routine. Think back to the days of young children. Now, if you still have them, God bless you. But if you are kind of out of that, you got to go back a few years. I know I've had to think back a few years. And when you had those babies, right, it was much easier to keep a bedtime routine. It was great for you and soothing for the child. They knew what was what to be expected of them, and you knew too. If you want a smooth jump start to your day, it all starts at night. Now, you know, not much has changed when it comes to getting down to bed, right? You're just a little older and headstrong. So, how do you level up your day to get down tonight? Well, understand that nighttime routine is to ready your mind, to ready your body, and to ready your spirit. You do what works for you. And that's going to be different, right? What we do in our nighttime routine is going to vary for each person. It also may encompass your spouse. Maybe it will encompass your child. If you have a newborn or an infant and you're nursing, then your nighttime routine may encompass that child before, you know, or as a part of your nightly routine. Now, some people will say and ask, so how long is my nightly routine? You can read all different studies. They talk about the blue lights going off. We're not talking about blue lights. They'll take into consideration how long things take. You know, they'll figure out, oh, well, if you do all this stuff for like brushing your teeth, washing your face, if you take a shower, whatever, that takes so long. So some people will say 1 to 2 hours. I'm here to tell you, I'm not giving you a time limit. The thing is I want you to create a routine because you are prepping for tomorrow, but it starts tonight, right? If you want to level up your day, you have to get down tonight. So what does that look like overall? There's three things I want to cover for you. Number one, prep your body. This is all about your self-care habits, brushing your teeth, washing your face. Maybe you regularly take a hot bath, or if you've worked out that day and you didn't get your shower in earlier, maybe you're taking a shower. Maybe you do a foot soak or you do a facial mask. Whatever it is for you, you want to prep your body. Now, maybe it's different every night, except for maybe brushing your teeth and washing your face. Now, I've got to tell a little secret here. My hubby is awesome at nighttime routines. When I say he's awesome, I literally could write down for you exactly what he does in the order that he does it from the time that he comes into the bedroom to go to bed. He is that spot on. Very rarely, and when it does happen, like if he shakes up his routine, it's like there was a mini earthquake. So routines work. And for him, he just does it. He doesn't think about it. It's just part of it. And he has a whole regimen and he goes through it. And the next thing you know, he's laying in bed. He'll do a few things. And next thing you know what? He's fast asleep. It's awesome. Me, oh, I'm so sporadic. I am so no nightly routine. I am the after of the after of the after. So you don't want to follow me when it comes to the nighttime routine. I am, however, getting much better at it because I am working towards that. But my husband is like, oh my gosh, he is like the A factor when it comes to nightly routines. Now, I'm pretty good at my day routines, but when it comes to my nightly routines, not much because that's kind of sort of my hidden time that I never planned in my calendar. So don't try to squeeze everything in at night. This is truly trying to ready yourself to what? Ready for tomorrow. So prep your body. What do you need for that self-care? Some people like to do, you know, a facial mask twice a week. Maybe you use a special oil for your face two or three times a week. Whatever it is, it can vary a little bit, but you want to prep your body. Okay, whatever works for you. Number two, calm your mind. How much of your day do you take to bed with you? I take a lot of mine to bed, and I take a lot of thoughts to bed. You know, they say you average about 60,000 thoughts a day. And I'm thinking, okay, my mind never stops. And I honestly, if I was to calculate it, I think I'm like 75,000-80,000. My mind doesn't stop. And I've shared with you that I go to bed with the TV on. Why? Because if it is silent, my mind's going, it's this whole computer in there. And I just don't settle down. And it's just so mind boggling, literally. And I'm not necessarily tense in bed, but I'm laying there going, maybe I should have done that instead of this. And I replay it. And then if something bad happened, I go back through it and I analyze it. It's just not good for me. It doesn't work. So I really, for me personally, calming my mind is very, very essential. And I do this every night. I would recommend you do a brain dump. And what I mean by that is have a notebook beside your bed and write away, literally pen or pencil, whatever it is, and just jot down whatever is in your mind. It doesn't have to make sense. If you write down dog food and the next statement is about, Lord, I can't believe I yelled at my child. Okay, that's fine. Whatever's in your brain, let it come out on paper. Because this is going to what? Allow your mind to not only relax, but to settle in. And it frees you up. And guess what? You don't have to remember it throughout the night. Have you ever gone to bed going, gosh, I cannot forget this. I cannot forget this. And then as you're dozing off, you're thinking about this. I cannot forget this. Then you wake up and you're like, I cannot forget this. What was I not supposed to forget? So beware of all of it. If you brain dump, you don't have to forget because it's already written down. I have to tell you a story. Years ago, when I was in the process of creating and experimenting with what I wanted to do when I grow up, and I was going through all my coaching training, and my personal training and then my nutritional training. And I just kept praying to God and I would talk to my children. I'm like, you know, what are your ideas? What do you think we should do? What does this look like? I need to name this. How does it, you know, appear and where am I taking it? I don't just want it to be, I go here for this thing and that's it. I had a bigger vision. I knew God did too. Well, one night I went to bed and I was just restless in my mind, totally restless. But I went to bed anyway. It was very late already. My husband had already fallen asleep. And I laid there and all of a sudden I woke up. And when I say I woke up, it was this, hello, I'm here. And I was ready for the day. It was only like 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Seriously? I had just gone to bed. Okay, maybe it wasn't like that because I probably didn't go to bed till like 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. But I hadn't slept but like maybe two and a half, 3 hours max. And I was wide awake. Why? Because I had this incredible, this is what I was supposed to do with Create Your Now. To this day, I still have that notebook. It was a notebook that I didn't have next to my bed. It was in next to a, kind of on a table over, and I had to get up in the middle of the night and find it. I pulled out the drawer and I got it, and I wrote in a color pen because that's all I had right next to me. And I wrote it all out and scribbled it on about 2 to 3 pieces of paper in my notebook. I still have that notebook today. And that was early on. That was before the podcast even launched. It was crazy. But you see, if we try to get really, really good rest and we keep all this stuff boggled up in our mind, trapped in a treasure trove, thinking that, oh, we won't forget this. We will forget it. And if we don't forget it, we're going to be awakened in the middle of the night. And then guess what? You're not getting sleep. And then you're not going to remember the details that you thought you would remember. So brain dump. Calm your mind and brain dump. Okay. And finally, number three, I hope you're having fun with this because I sure am. Number three, expand your heart. Be grateful for the gift of the day. This is where you allow yourself a time for gratitude. Write in a journal on what you're grateful for and be specific. This is not where you get to, you know, blast your spouse because he was mean to you or he didn't take out the trash or whatever it may be. This is a journal of gratitude. This is going to expand your heart. And in our chaos and busyness, our hearts need to be expanded on a daily basis. We need to see the blessings in the messes because too much of our day just sees all the messes. You don't want to just see the mess because you live it, right? But you want to be able to what? Absorb the blessings that you experience. There's lots of blessings. Write the littlest ones down. I was going to a garden center over the weekend and I was walking out. I had taken the cart back. I had to get some salt and a few other things. And I'm coming back out of the store and I see this gentleman walking up and I glance over there. I mean, just a glance. And I'm like, I know this guy. I know this guy. And our eyes caught and he was saying the same thing in his mind. I just know he was because you go like, I know her. I know her. Who is this person? All of a sudden he's like, hey, Christiane. And I yelled out his name and it was our neighbor. But it was like we knew each other, but we didn't know if we were both having this Sunday like, what am I supposed to do next? Anyway, we had a great conversation. It was just in that split second of like, wow, I was able to listen to him. He was able to hear me. And it was just a time of neighborhood exchange, so to speak, between two neighbors. It was awesome. So later on that night, I was like, you know, it was really great just to chat with my neighbor, to give him a hug, to let him know how great they're doing with their property because they just bought the house and they're trying to redo some things and it's looking awesome. It's little things like that. Expand your heart. Don't allow yourself to get so bombarded and just kind of squelched with all the heaviness that we carry. So prep your body, calm your mind, expand your heart. Now, if you're wondering what to do, first just be alert to what you do. Maybe you have no idea. Maybe you're more like my husband and you just got this routine and you don't even think about it. You just do it. That's awesome. But pay attention to what that routine is, because maybe you want to tweak it a little bit so it will increase the results for the next day, right? You want to produce the most benefits for yourself when it comes to your routines. And we can always tweak. I'm always tweaking something, whether it's what I'm eating, how I work out, how I'm sleeping, the pillow I use, the sheets, all of this, right? It's always these little tweaks. Little tweaks make a humongous difference and impact when it comes to our healthy living. So be watchful as to what you're doing right now. Then commit to 3 days, only 3 days, of paying close attention to your nighttime routine. So figure out what it is for you to prep your body. What do you want that to entail? What is it to calm your mind? What is it that you want to do to expand your heart? Now, some people are going to be like, well, I like to pray. Great. Maybe that's part of calming your mind or expanding your heart. Maybe you do that with your spouse. Maybe you do that with your children. It may not come necessarily in this order. There's not a right or wrong. But you want to make sure that you encompass all three, right? The Trinity lifestyle, mind, body, and spirit. So prep your body, calm your mind, expand your heart. Your day begins at night, so treat it right. Level up your day by getting down tonight. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.